Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show today. It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manny's in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us otherwise out of trouble. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I want to start off, we're going to go right back to this foreclosure fraud situation. The mortgage fraud, the mortgage-backed security fraud. Foreclosures are just kind of the tail end of this particular wagging dog here. And I want to start out, I took this article that I put up on whatreallyhappened.com, Bankers Gone Wild, and I did a major rework of it. So I'm calling it Bankers Gone Wild, the director's cut, and I've reposted it out there because apparently the article is being picked up and linked around the world and carried quite a bit. And really, I think, goes into a lot of depth in terms of the history of private banking in this country and how it has always been a curse on the people. It has never been carried out in a means to benefit the general population. It benefits the bankers. I put a lot of new information and a lot of new graphics down in the section on the foreclosures and the mortgage-backed security fraud. And I did that because the sense I'm getting from emails I get and people I talk to in the streets, they don't quite comprehend what was done. Now, if they've seen the movie The Producers, and they've got that concept, then they sort of get it. But if they don't, they're having a hard time, and I think part of that is a cultural blindness. We're not used to thinking of the big banks like Citigroup and Bank of America and companies like Bear Stearns that overtly engaging in this kind of a massive fraud. And so I think people who are enslaved by their beliefs of how they think life is supposed to be just won't see it. Their brains won't let them say, yes, mommy and daddy are really a bunch of, you know, drunken abusers, and it's not my fault they're beating the crap out of me every night. That kind of a thing going on here. You know, it's just like how little kids, when you finally get around to telling them that there is no Santa Claus, they'll very often react with anger and rage and so forth. And I think most of the American people are still in that situation where when you tell them that the bankers really aren't the wonderful bunch of swell Joes that their TV commercials say that they are, they're having a similar mental rejection. Okay. Now, so moving right along here, story that basically came out. As you know, I've been pushing this whole idea that the real core of the scandal is not the foreclosures. And stopping the foreclosures or fixing the paperwork doesn't get rid of the main problem, because the main problem are all those mortgage-backed securities that were fraudulent. And they were fraudulent not only in the fact that a lot of the mortgages in them were deficient and really not able to generate the revenues that were promised, but because the same mortgages were pledged as collateral over and over and over again into these multiple mortgage-backed securities, which is illegal. Now, we're getting yet another article from CNBC. CNBC is actually starting to do their job. In fact, if there was a corporate media entity that I would not be averse to working for right now, it would probably be CNBC. But they're coming out here, and they're basically saying that this problem of the oversubscription of the mortgages into multiple mortgage-backed securities is not, it's not just a few isolated cases. It is pervasive. It is massive. Their words. And what they're basically pointing out there is that the way they thought they could get away with it. I mean, they set this up knowing it was going to crash down the road. It was another bubble. They built a bubble. They get rich. It crashes. The losses get dumped on the American people. That's what they've been doing over and over and over again with all of these different bubbles. Real estate bubble and all the rest of that stuff. So anyway, here, what has been going on, the way they got away with these mortgage-backed securities being oversubscribed is they kept using the money from each succeeding set of sales to pay off the first investors. It was a Ponzi. And they kept it going, waiting for that moment when they could cash out all at once, take their money and skedaddle the Cayman Islands and stick the losses on the American people with the help of the U.S. government. All right, so we're going to take a little bit of a break for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. If you don't quite get it, what they've been doing to you, and how it is the intentional fault of the bankers and the U.S. government to do this to the American homeowner, call in. We'll sort it out. Get your Cliff Notes ready. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show here. And, you know, I'm looking at the corporate media. I don't know why I even bother anymore, but I'm looking at the corporate media during our little breaks in the studio here. When I first turned on CNN this morning, they were talking about the new generation of 3D, you know, home video games, and how wonderful it was they could follow your body and everything like that. I mean, they're already starting the sales pitch. Chris, this is supposed to be the 3D Christmas where everybody goes out and buys the 3D TVs and the 3D games to replace those old, from the 20th century, 2D gaming and TV systems that they already had. And I've noticed our local cable provider on the pay-per-view, they now have a special 3D slot for, because everything's going 3D. You're still watching in 2D? Oh, how 20th century can you get? So they're really pushing that. Now, of course, they're pounding on this latest arrest of a guy who sort of maybe kind of was thinking about planning to commit a terror attack. He hasn't actually done anything. He hasn't actually done anything. But this follows on Adam Perlman, a.k.a. Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, coming out with his TV saying Americans should think about attacking Americans. And so, of course, conveniently, just in time to hold the corporate media off from having to deal with the exposure of the entire American financial industry as a bunch of crooks, we've got a terrorist away with you. Oh, wag the terrorist. We've got this guy, and we think he was doing all kinds of terrible things. And when we torture him enough, he'll confess to that. And that will be the end of that. And it's another setup. We have time and time again, they're trying to wave terrorists at you as a distraction. Because this guy didn't do anything. He's arrested because somebody thinks maybe he might have done something. if they'd left him alone. It's pre-crime. Okay, it's right out of Minority Report. They're arresting people that they think might be ready to commit a crime. And it's just starting. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show here. But here's the bottom line. They are desperate to not have to talk about the exploding mortgage-backed security fraud. I don't know how long they think they're going to keep the lid on this thing. You have got major European banks are suing Bank of America and many other U.S. financial systems. You have two class action lawsuits against MERS itself. You've got PIMCO and the New York Fed suing Bank of America. And it's coming out already. I mean, CNBC is already covering it. That the real issue here is not the foreclosures. It's the multiple pledges of mortgages as collateral in multiple mortgage-backed securities. The reason for the foreclosures and the recklessness is the crooks are trying to bury the evidence. If they foreclose the homes, then they don't have to pay money on them. They don't have investors coming saying, where's my money? And they're basically, that's the whole plan. Build a huge mortgage-backed security bubble as a Ponzi, then cash out and foreclose on all the homes to get rid of the evidence. That was the scheme. It is that simple and that obvious. And it amazes me a lot of people are still having trouble conceptualizing what was done because it is so alien to what TV and movies and these corporate media advertising and the state-controlled schools tell us banking is all supposed to be about. I mean, even today, I walked over to our neighbors the other day and I talked to the kids who are in grade school and I said, okay, you know, has your school taught you about banks? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, where do banks get the money that they loan to you when you buy a house or a car? And they said, oh, they get it from the other people who deposit money in the bank. They're still teaching that in the schools. And it's not true. The banks will take the money that is deposited, not that there's a lot in there anymore. People aren't saving anymore. But they're taking the money that's in there and they're using it as the basis for what's called the reserve system. For every dollar that they have as a deposit, whether it's to a checking account or a savings account or whatever, they can print up out of thin air 8 to 10. I don't know what the current ratio is, but they keep raising it. At the top prime bank level, it's almost infinite at this point. They're just printing it up as they run along. The Federal Reserve, Bernanke, when he's talking about another $4 trillion to buy up the toxic assets, in other words, the bad paper, they're just printing it out of thin air. There's no reserve requirement at the Federal Reserve. They turn on the presses, that's it. So people are having a hard time really understanding what's going on. And, of course, the corporate media doesn't want them to understand what really happened here. The corporate media has been given their marching orders. It's to be a limited hangout. We're going to talk about those bad foreclosures. We're going to slap around the foreclosure mills and the fly-by-night companies that were coming up to take advantage of this crisis, vulture capitalism at its worst. Okay, well, you know, the main money center banks have to be protected. The money must be protected. You know, we've got all hail the banks. We've got to serve and protect the banks. And they're not going to talk about how the banks were a bunch of crooks. They don't want you to understand that was the cause of the whole problem. Why? Because they're getting ready to do it again with carbon. The mortgage-backed securities bubble has blown. Now they're building the carbon bubble right before your very eyes. This is the method of economic enslavement. Of feudalism, the return to feudalism, serfdom, indentured servitude. Over in Spain, the banks are just as much as in trouble as here in the United States, and their solution is they're foreclosing on all the homes. Then they want the government of Spain to help them move people back into the foreclosed properties as tenants. They're taking away the right to private home ownership in Spain. We're going back to feudalism, where the lords will own all the land. And you are allowed to live on the land only if you promise perpetual servitude to his lordship, to fight in his wars, or her wars, and to constantly work and slave away to please the lordship of the land. That's what they're trying to take us back to. It is a fascist economic coup against the republics of the world, of the entire world. That's what's going on. Now, we put up another link at whatreallyhappened.com. That you really need to look at. It is Thomas Jefferson's top 10 quotes on money and banking. And I put it up there, and I'm a great admirer of Thomas Jefferson. In fact, I hold him in even higher regard than George Washington as the true father of our country. And when you read his commentary on banks and bankers, you will understand the reason the founding fathers set up the economy of the United States the way they did. They knew bankers were criminals and crooks and corrupt and were never, ever going to be anything otherwise. They had seen it in Europe. They had seen it in the early colonies. They had seen a return of it when King George III imposed the Currency Act on the colonies and put them in servitude to the Bank of England. Remember, the primary motivating force for the American Revolution was not tea in the harbor, and it wasn't the Stamp Act. It was to free the American working man from the clutches of the Bank of England. And, of course, the bankers turned right around, and they launched a war in 1812 to try and force us back into servitude to the private central banks. When that didn't work, they simply came in and bought out the Congress, dangled the little 30 pieces of silver in front of the Congress, and the Congress said, well, maybe private central bank wouldn't be such a bad thing. And, of course, 20 years later, it had proven to be a very bad thing. And we've had three of those private central banks. And every time we get rid of one and make restitution to the people, the bankers wait a few years, and then they come right back into those corrupt politicians we keep electing. They dangle the gold and silver in front of them and say, give us another shot. We'll be better this time. They never have. They never have. I think in this country we need a three strikes and you're out law. The private central bankers have had three turns at bat, and every single time they've wrecked this nation. No more. We need to go back to the economic system this nation was founded on, the economic system that produced the highest standard of living in the world, which we have now lost. We do not have the highest standard of living in the world anymore. It's been gone for quite some time. Our manufacturing is in decline. Our medical care is the most expensive, and yet it's like the 30th in quality. Americans right now have the 49th greatest lifespan in the earth. I mean, among the industrialized nations, that's like practically the worst life expectancy. So we've got very expensive medical care that really isn't taking care of us medically, but it makes huge profits for the owners of the medical corporations and for the government tax revenues. So you've got to get angry. You've got to read those quotes. You've got to understand that it was known even back when the nation was founded. Stay away from the private central banks. They will make themselves rich without adding anything at all to the society for it. They simply play with the paper, and they bribe Congress to set up the rules so that they can't possibly lose. The United States of America's entire economy is a giant casino, and the wheels are rigged to favor the house. You cannot win. We are forced to play. We are told by the courts of law it's the only game in town, and we're forced to play a game that we know we cannot win. That's dictatorship. That is fascism right there. Now, we are looking at record United States unemployment. Depending upon who you talk to, the government's still trying to say, oh, it's only 9%, shouldn't worry about that. Magazines like Forbes and Barron's are saying 17%, 22%, 26%, which is depression level unemployment. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you've noticed the last couple of days, we're getting all these articles, you know, from the corporate media saying, well, it's not really as bad as it was in the great crash of 29. I mean, they're just looking at the numbers differently, and really things aren't anywhere near as bad. Yeah, they are. Just drive down the street, look at the homeless camps, 4,000 homeless here on the island of Oahu. I was driving down to the supermarket with my wife the other day, and we're seeing, you know, multiple retail vacancies, 3 in a row, 4 in a row. You know, some of the units in our condos are for sale just up the next block here. Again, 4 in a row, sitting empty for sale, foreclosure sales. Driving down toward the downtown, toward the harbor there, we're seeing all these eviction piles. They're coming back on the sidewalks. Entire households dumped on the sidewalk for the bulk pickup, and the families are gone. Don't tell me that this is not as bad as it was during the Great Depression. It almost doesn't matter. I wasn't alive during the Great Depression. Neither was anybody else. Comparisons are rather pointless. What we need to understand now is it is crap now. We are in a depression now. We don't need to say, you know, whether it's better or worse than 1929. And we're not going to be bought off by being told that it's not as bad as it was for our grandparents. It doesn't matter whether it's worse for our grandparents. It's bad for us now. And the banks and the government put us here. And we have got to get angry about it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and to the listeners, too. You know, we are told over here in Sweden, you know, oh, it's everything's all right and there's a big recovery. We have two storefronts in this little village here that have been closed. One has been closed for 5 years, and the good news is it's the major bank, right? And the other one has been closed for 4 years. It's the post office. We don't go to the post office here anymore. We go to the tobacconist when we want to pick up a package or buy stamps or something.
Well, talk about blending businesses. Well, you know, I know here in the United States of America, except for the political junk mail, of which there are huge volumes right now this week, you know, catalogs and various other, you know, billing notifications and stuff, most people use email here, and more the banks and utilities are trying to get you into all electronic mode. You know, which is definitely inevitably the wave of the future. Banks too are scaling down. I've noticed the trend that we had in the 90s where the banks were building these huge, fabulous buildings. You know, that's gone away, and they're beginning to realize that that kind of ostentatious display of wealth and power is not sitting well with the American people who are losing their homes. Down in the middle of Honolulu, we have this, First Hawaiian Bank building. It is gorgeous. A lot of TV shows have been filmed in there. We filmed a lot of Lost in there. And they've even got a little art gallery on the second floor, and it's just an absolutely beautiful building. But more and more, we're seeing little bank branch offices right in the supermarkets now, and they're downscaling, and they're trying to get people to do more and more of their business online as well. In other words, we get to do our own teller work for the bank, and they'll charge us for that procedure as well. And the bottom line here is I think we're reaching a point where more and more Americans are realizing that, you know, the banks are this tremendous imposition on our lives, and we'd really be a lot better going back to a totally cash-based society. And, you know, and just free ourselves of all of this, you know, you must have a good credit rating. That credit rating, that's your badge of slavery. That's how finely you've polished your slave chains for the benefit of their lordships. Because if your chains are all polished up shiny, then you're happy in your servitude, and they're more willing to grant you special privileges, okay? But if your chains are rusty and look like you've been trying to, like, hack them off and everything, well, then, wow, you're just not a really good servant, and they're going to send you off to the far corner of his lordship's land to toil and sweat out for the rest of your life over there. And that really is the nature of our society, and we've got to start thinking in those terms. The banks are not here for the benefit of the people. They are here for the benefit of the bankers. It's the new form of the lordships, the return of the lords and ladies who own everything and who will allow us to basically stand on their planet Earth in exchange for a lifetime of servitude. Now, we've fought a whole bunch of wars to get rid of that kind of mentality. It's rather alarming to see it being foisted back on top of us, you know, in this Satan's deal between the bankers and the government. But we do have to start thinking in those terms and recognize that the banks are the problem. The government is the problem. We are in this severe economic distress because of rampant greed and recklessness and a government that let them do it.
You would love my bank, by the way. It's the Farmers Co-op. If you want to borrow money in the spring, they say, oh, we lent it to all the farmers to buy plows and stuff. Come back in the fall when they harvest.
Well, that sounds to me like a more realistic bank where they're only loaning out as much money as been deposited with them, which is what banking was supposed to be originally, you know, instead of this legalized counterfeiting operation we have here in the United States of America. You know, and Helicopter Ben, he's got his finger on that switch again for another $4 trillion. And what, you know, you need to remember, you need to understand is that money is technically considered a loan. Eventually, you or your children are expected to pay it all back to that private central bank. But even worse, while it's in existence and not paid back, it makes the money you've already worked for and you already have worth that much less. You think now that Ben is running that printing press again over there for another $4 trillion of toxic asset money, you think it's a coincidence that gas and food prices are going through the roof? It isn't. The dollars are not worth as much because Ben is printing up more. It's a way for Ben Bernanke to legally steal buying power from you. You still have the same physical money. You still have as much of the paper, but this is now worth less. You can buy less with it. He has stolen value from you with his counterfeiting operation.
He stole value, all right. I watch the relationship between the kruna and the dollar every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a month ago, a dollar was worth 7.6 crowns, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's worth 6.6 crowns. What is that, a depreciation of 16% or something?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's a pretty serious, and I'm just looking right now. Our stock market's taking a major hit because apparently they're saying that maybe Ben won't hit that switch after all, and it sent the stock market into a complete tailspin. You know, which is a reminder, that stock market, those Dow numbers, they don't measure the health of the whole economy. It's a gas gauge on how much money the rich people are getting from the government on your checkbook. And so all of a sudden they're saying, well, you know, there's been a huge groundswell of opposition against more stimulus to the banks. And especially ahead of the election, maybe Ben has decided to take a week's vacation. He'll be back after the election to plug that machine in. Thanks a lot, Thomas. We got to let you go. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the economy. I'm going to stay with it for pretty much most of this hour here because, I mean, obviously, this is a thing that rules our entire lives. Okay? Not the new 3D computer games and not the latest, you know, celebrity kerfuffle that we see plastered all over the magazines at the supermarket checkout counters. What the bankers have done with the connivance and complicity of the U.S. government over the last 15 years have destroyed the lives of millions upon millions of Americans. It's affected all of us. At the very, very least, every single living American has had $135,000 added to their eventual tax debt to cover all of these bailouts and the buyback of the bad paper issued during the mortgage-backed securities fraud. That is money that you will be forced to work for and pay to the government for which you will get nothing back whatsoever. That is certainly far more important to you personally than the latest celebrity divorce or affair or, you know, who's gone to the hospital or whatever. You need to decide for yourself what's important in your life. You need to decide what the news is and not let the corporate media say, oh, you should worry about this. I know over in California, of course, they're pounding on Prop 19 and the marijuana initiative and will it pass and won't it pass and will the state Supreme Court overturn it? And again, it's a distraction. They're trying to keep the Californians distracted. They're saying, oh, they're going to let us get stoned legally. Let's call off the revolution. We're going to get high. So, what was that old line from Carlin? He said, you know, in the 1960s, pot swept the neighborhood and gang fighting went away. And maybe they're trying, maybe the government's idea is, well, we'll let them all get stoned. They're useless anyway. You know, and that way we'll hold off the revolution because they're not going to be tarring and feathering politicians when they can stay at home hitting the bong. But it's a distraction. I mean, California is broke. It's, you know, I think they're going to put it up on eBay at this point, you know, for sale, you know, fire sale prices, the state of California out there on eBay. And again, it goes back to that story about how the bankers, home loan companies, shortchanged the state of California by as much as $120 billion. By using this mortgage electronic registration system to bypass the payment of title transfer fees owed to the states. And it's hit all 50 states, California the worst, as much as possibly $120 billion. Do you realize what the economic health of the state of California would be if they had that $120 billion? It'd be a heck of a lot better than it is today. It makes that $8 billion that Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote off, you know, when he became governor. That's small change compared to $120 billion from the home loan companies. But that's why California is broke. The bankers are looting and shortchanging them just as much as they are the people. Now, going back to this thing about eBay and whether they'll sell California on eBay, and I might put in a $5 bid on it myself. I won the notary seal. The other day I was talking about House Resolution 3808 was passed through Congress without any debate, and it went up to Obama, and he made a big show of vetoing it, the first veto he's done in his entire term in office. And the whole point of H.R. 3808 was an attempt to end run around all of the deficient foreclosure paperwork by saying that the banks could foreclose on your home as long as they had a notarized document saying, yes, this, you know, I swear on my oath of office as a notary, notarizer thingy, that the bank does have title and is legally entitled to foreclose, and H.R. 3808 would have forced the courts to say, yeah, this is now acceptable documentation, and the foreclosures can proceed. Now, Obama vetoed it. It's a very onerous piece of legislation. We now understand how criminal it was. But I think he did it purely so he could say, I vetoed this to protect the people ahead of the election. And once the election is over, I think it's going to come back. And if they do, and if they pass it, and if the Congress passes a law and Obama signs it saying that they can get away from the fact that they don't have the titles and they don't have the notes and anything by simply having a notarized statement that, yes, this bank or this mortgage company really does have the title and the documents and we can proceed to foreclosure. If that comes back, then I need a lawyer in Washington, D.C. to help me foreclose on the White House because now I've got a notary seal. And according to H.R. 3808, that's all it's going to take. You know, I stamp this seal on a document, I forge somebody's signature on there, and I send it off, and it goes into the court, and they foreclose the White House. Now, I don't really want the White House, okay? I mean, getting all those stains out of the desk in the Oval Office left over from the Clinton years is really more than I want to get into. But I can always use another cheap source of roses for Claire, so we may move forward on that. But the whole point is, we need to keep an eye on the U.S. government, because they are not working in the interest of the people. They're going to try and find any way they can to help the banks out of this mess. They're already doing it. We're talking about this the whistleblowers who've come forward from these foreclosure mills to say that signatures were being traced and copied and forged to make up documents that didn't exist. We're now finding out that the Treasury Department was shielding Citigroup and AIG by refusing to tell the public how much taxpayer money was being shoveled onto these investment firms to save them from all the bad paper they've been putting out. The Ponzi has collapsed, and the government is sticking you with the bill. They're not working in your interest. The United States government basically went in and tried to have a case against UBS for tax evasion thrown out. They're here to protect the banks. They're not here to protect you. The government is working for the bankers. And the bankers just want their money. And they know it's all a very, very high-risk situation. You know, the corporations are hoarding cash. They're not using any of the money they're getting for stimulating the economy and creating jobs. Meanwhile, we're finding out that the volume of insider stock selling. And by this, I'm not talking about insider trading, but I'm talking about the heads of the America's financial corporations are now selling their own stock in their own companies at a record-setting rate. Alan Newman, editor of Cross Currents, has never seen such a high ratio of selling of stock to buying stock by the heads of the corporations themselves since he began keeping data. That is a very telling warning sign. The ringleaders are cashing out. The ringleaders are cashing out. They've reached a point where they keep trying to dump the losses from these various Ponzi's on the American people. The American people are out of money. We don't have any more. It's not a question of whether we are willing or unwilling to accept the largest single tax increase in our history on January 1. We don't have it. And we're not allowed to print it up the way the Federal Reserve is. That's the problem. The Federal Reserve prints it up. They loan it out at interest. We have to find somebody that we can work for who will trade us those pretty printed pieces of paper in enough volume where we can pay our debts. Unfortunately, all those jobs have gone to other countries. Okay? And there it locks up the system. There is what locked up the system. And so the system is feeding on itself. The government is simply trying to find more and more people they can loot. We heard this announcement from the Internal Revenue Service where basically they're targeting anybody who's still got money out in the American public. They're going after them with audits and investigations. They're trying to find anything. You know, they're going out on Facebook to see if you're bragging about the new boat that you bought. It's predatory behavior. They destroyed the working class of America now, and when they did, the middle class of America said, well, thank goodness we're not part of that situation. We're above all that. Not anymore. Now you're in the gun sights. Those upper middle class families who were supporting the political establishment as long as it helped them loot the working class, well, guess what? It's now your turn in the rotation. The cracks in the collapsing American economy are moving higher and higher and higher. The good news is if you're broke, you are beneath the notice of the government right now. If you don't have money, they're not interested in you, which is now, I think, about 90% of the American population here. So basically, you need to come to the understanding. The government is not on your side. The government is here to worship the banks and to protect the banks and to take care of the banks, no matter how many millions of Americans' lives they have to destroy to do it. All hail the banks and the money here. All righty, let's see. We ran an article, we already talked about that. Okay, we're going to bring this to an end here. I think basically right now, the U.S. strategy, we're looking at the ramping up in Pakistan and more troops here and more troops there, and they're back to trying to sell us that there's a really good reason to attack Iran, even if nobody can actually think of one. And I think what the strategy is from the U.S. government is they're going to borrow as much money as they can from every other nation that'll still actually write us a check, which is fewer and fewer, and then they're going to nuke everybody that the United States owes money to. Problem solved. Isn't that a wonderful way to operate a planet here? By the way, we're working on our official holiday greeting card for whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be putting it up at the website for people to download and use as they see fit. The sentiment this year is really very simple. Peace on Earth, because you only get one. And we'll be putting that up probably in the next week or two. That'll be available for free download and copy and put your own name on and use wherever you want to go. Alrighty, let's see. Interesting little story, how very Soviet Union of the United States is becoming here. The DSM-4, the Diagnostic Manual for the American Psychiatric Association, has now invented a brand new disease called Confrontational Defiant Disorder. Okay, CDD. We're all suffering from CDD. And they're out there saying that this Confrontational Defiant Disorder, which may only be curable with massive doses of drugs, is typified by, you know, extreme creativity, a defiance of authority, distrust of government. They're only talking about 85% of the American population here. But this is what the old Soviet Union used to do. If you don't love and trust your government, there must be something wrong with you. You're not expressing an independent patriotic spirit and support of the Constitution. You're mentally ill, and the government is now justified in coming in and forcing you to take shots and pills and electroconvulsive therapy and whatever else they're going to do. Before they throw you in these gulags that they'll call mental health facilities in order to keep you away from right-thinking people. And again, we joke about it, but they're doing it. And the USSR used to do the same thing. And when people stood up and said, wait a minute, this system is corrupt, they said, oh, you must be mentally ill. If you don't love and support your government, there is something wrong with you, and we have to put you in a loony bin for your own good. And now they're doing it here in the United States of America. I'm not kidding. It's real. There's a video at whatreallyhappened.com that'll tell you about that here. Now, we're continuing to find out that basically NORTHCOM, military command, is increasingly being set up to basically deploy the American military forces in the streets of America for a national emergency. What's a national emergency? Well, it basically means 300 million ticked off Americans storming up the hills of the stairs of Capitol Hill with flaming torches and pitchforks and a lot of tar and feathers. That's the national emergency they see coming. Now, they've got their phony al-Qaeda like Adam Perlman all over the TV screaming about American al-Qaeda because the government wants to be able to say, well, anybody who doesn't love the government is in league with al-Qaeda, in order to simply arrest them, suspend the Bill of Rights, and throw them into a gulag somewhere. Remember, the government plays for keeps. The government doesn't give a darn about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. When push comes to shove and the government sees its own wealth and prestige and power threatened, they will do anything, emphasis on anything, to keep themselves in power. And history is on my side in this. Has anybody in history ever seen a government that was abusing and terrorizing and repressing their own people all of a sudden say, you know, we were wrong to do that, and we're going to very quietly walk away, and here are the keys to the Treasury and the legislative buildings, and why don't you guys just take over and start a whole new government? We're going to go away and let you, you know, run the country the way you think is best. Have you ever seen that happen anywhere in history? It doesn't. Governments, when they get to this stage where the system is not working, where it's been corrupted to the point of collapse, the tyranny begins. And this is the proof of it. They're getting ready to deploy troops here in the streets of America with their sound cannons and their pain rays. They're getting ready to declare any American who doesn't like the government as either al-Qaeda or mentally ill so that they can be grabbed and sent off to a mental health facility for their own good. And again, no Bill of Rights. Oh, he's not arrested and he's not charged with a crime. We're taking care of him. You know, he's mentally ill, and there's no need for a habeas corpus or a trial of a presumption of innocence. He's crazy. The American Psychiatric Association says he is, so it must be so. All righty, George in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I heard the Federal Reserve Charter is going to expire in 2013, and they got to renew it.
They already did.
They already did? When did they do that?
They did it, I think, back in the 1930s, during the depth of the Depression. I had it on What Really Happened. I need to go back and find it again. But basically, the original charter was for 100 years. They didn't want to just do 20, because the first two banks of the United States were given 20 years charters, and at the end of 20 years, the charters were revoked or were not renewed because of public outcry. So this bunch of crooks in 1913 said, well, we'll make it for 100 years, and that way, you know we're set for life. You know, we don't have to worry about 20 years from now. And then at some time, I think it was in the 1930s, they went into Congress when the Federal Reserve was still being seen as the heroes that were going to get us out of the Great Depression, which, of course, was a complete hoax. They got Congress to basically make the charter permanent. And I need to go back and find that, because I get a lot of emails from people saying, huzzah, the Federal Reserve will expire in 2013. No, it won't. It's already been renewed. Very, very quietly, very much under the public radar, you know, the way they snuck the 16th Amendment kind of sort of through. So I wish it were true. I'd be willing to sit on my derriere to 1913 to see them go. But even if it hadn't been renewed, they would. The bankers and the government have merged into one. And the goal is to rape the American people for every single little tiny penny. Got a little penny right here, one of the last complete copper ones, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they want them all. They want them all. They want every single penny. They want to run that vacuum crevice tool through your pockets. Are you okay? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
But one thing I do tell the neocons,
yeah,
I say when I'm going to go take my flight overseas, I say, I'm not afraid of that Arab guy in the turban. I'm afraid of that TSA worker trying to give me a cavity search.
Yeah, they got all kinds of diseases over there in that body cavity search. The interesting thing is Great Britain has finally stood up and said, you know, we're not going to do this nonsense anymore. We're not going to kowtow to the Americans and just do whatever they tell us to do for security and buy all of this equipment these American and Israeli companies are selling to us at huge, hideous markup. We're not going to do it anymore. We're fed up with it. And, you know, they're absolutely right. And the reason is there are no real terrorists in the world. Okay? They're all fakes and they're all phonies and they're all frauds. Okay? And I think the rest, I think the security bubble is about to burst. George, we're going to let you go. Take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting some email and a couple of comments in the chat rooms basically taking issue with my comment, there are no real terrorists. And what do I mean by that when we've seen the acts of terror all the time. Do you remember this wonderfully funny show called Max Headroom? Came out of Canada, and they had an episode where there was this terrorist group that was, you know, committing all these terror acts, and they were shown all over TV and was scaring people, and then find out none of the things ever actually happened. This terrorist group were all a bunch of special effects experts, and they were setting up models and miniatures and blowing them up and then sending in the videotapes to the media, and the media would run the tapes not realizing that it was all fake. And so they were getting their socio-political intention, but without actually having to go out and cause any damage, which they were kind of philosophically opposed to. And I thought that was really a wonderful metaphor for what's going on, because if you think about it, you know, the whole idea, oh, they're terrorists and so forth. And let me give you an example. First of all, we know from British intelligence that Israel actually, through Shin Bet, actually set up the hijacking that led to the raid in Entebbe. Well, what was the result of the raid on Entebbe? Everybody thought the Palestinians were bad and the Israelis were good, and that was the whole point of it. I mean, and if you really think about it, why would, for example, to use the current situation in the Mideast, why would Palestinians like Hamas, who need the support of the world community to bring pressure to bear on Israel to recognize them as the legitimate government of Gaza, which they are, they won the election, why would they go out and commit any act that's going to alienate world opinion? And the answer is they wouldn't. Would Israelis go out pretending to be Hamas to commit an act to destroy world support for Hamas? Of course they would. It's called a false flag attack, and it's a very, very common situation. So when somebody says, oh, there's those gosh darn Palestinian terrorists, they're probably not Palestinian. Because the Palestinians are not stupid enough to go out and commit an act that is going to sever the support of the very people they need to achieve their socio-political end. Another classic case from history, this really happened down in Egypt in the 1950s. There were bombings going on of American and British assets in Egypt, and the evidence found at the scene blamed Egyptians. And they say, those gosh darn Egyptian terrorists. Okay, well, again, same rule. Why would Egyptians commit acts against the British and Americans whose support they needed at that time? And as it turned out, they weren't. It was Israelis in a false flag attack. So, you know, again, why would, in theory, Osama bin Laden and a bunch of Afghanis and Arab Muslims come and blow up the World Trade Towers, knowing the end result was going to be war by the United States on Arab Muslims? And the answer is they wouldn't. Would Israel do it to trick the United States into war on Arab Muslims? Yes, they would. They did it once before when they attacked the USS Liberty, tried to blame Egypt for it. There was a nuclear armed strike in the air on its way to Cairo when the deception was found. That's what a false flag attack is. And I don't think there are real terrorists out there, because anybody who's trying to achieve a social change in their society is not going to go out and commit an overt act that is going to actually destroy public support for their own agenda. That's stupid. So all of you out there, that smelly kid with the dynamite who's trying to talk you into blowing up a building, that's the FBI informant. Please make sure that some harm comes to him or her. Now, the reality is, regarding this whole airport thing, this airport security thing, and take off the shoes and the little wet pads and the naked body scanners and everything, it's big business. Millions and billions of dollars. We're going to take a break for a minute. I'll come right back to this topic.